Good evening. Amy, how are you?
Good.
This is the cocktail hour. We were trying to think of a fun way to put a spin on this show, because this show obviously airs every night, every Friday at 6 p.m, which is either what? It's a driving hour?
Yeah.
It's a cocktail hour for some. Some people are at the pub. Some people are having dinner.
Yeah.
Some people are just finishing up work. What's called the cocktail hour? What's your favourite cocktail?
Pina colada.
Oh, yum.
Food
jam, I thought. And that's quite a favourite on the cruise ships, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anywhere in the tropics, really.
What?
Anywhere in the tropics, I think, too.
Yeah, I had it all the time on a cruise.
Reminds me of a resort.
I quite like it's like Hawaii thing. So.
Yum. All right, let's kick into this. So we were talking on the way down here, just for those of you who don't know, I picked Amy up today and took her here.
He lives with me.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I live out in front of you now because our house decided to get ruined in a cyclone.
But he's fine, he's got a cottage.
Yeah, everyone's safe, it's good. Lost my train of thought here. Autumn, that's right.
Yeah.
We were both wearing warmer clothes today. I thought, well, it's getting colder now, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm feeling yesterday, I'm wearing a t-shirt and yeah, I'm going to go.
Just like that, we get ourselves into another season. And it's beautiful. It's lovely and sunny out there, but we thought we'd have a bit of an autumn theme today. And we're going to kick into it with a song by Ed Sheeran, actually, which is a favourite of ours, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's married my second cousin.
He is indeed. And all right, we'll kick into it then. The song is called Autumn Leaves, once again by Ed Sheeran. I'll see you shortly, and we'll have some great stories to tell. Settling into autumn outside. What's your favourite part of autumn, Amy?
Well, it's winter. Getting close to winter.
Getting close to winter, yeah. At one point it will just start to feel exactly like winter, won't it?
Yeah, and looking forward is it Liz's birthday and my birthday.
That's right, because your birthdays are very close together, aren't they, about a month apart?
Yeah. Because we had a big twin, I think you came to my twin birthday.
I didn't come to your joint one, that was a long time ago.
No, we had one in...
Oh, yeah.
At a house.
You were there. Oh, yes, of course. No, of course I was there, yeah, the dinner.
Yeah, that's different, but so I was 18, me and Lizzie did the party.
Do you want to tell us how old you're turning this year? Or how young you're turning this year?
32.
I feel it. You're in the 30s club like me.
Yeah, I'm getting very old.
No.
But young old, not...
Yeah, tell you what, it's just a number.
I'm not 60 like my parents are.
I want to tell you what my favourite parts of autumn are, and this is probably a slight influence from when I lived in America, but pumpkin spiced or cinnamon spiced coffees, lattes.
Yeah, I like drinking a hot chocolate in winter.
There's something about coming out of the intense heat, or in this case, as we've experienced this summer, the intense wet and rain. Usually it's just a nice sort of descent into winter, and the skies and the oceans, and everything is still this time of year. March is always, usually, and I think it has been, it's just a really nice peaceful. You know, you start to get dew on the... On the grass in the morning, you know, when you get those nice sort of wet, frosty, so nice. So what else do you like about autumn? Or winter?
I like snow as well. Because I like sitting there with warm pyjamas, with sitting next to the fire with having a hot chocolate.
You like it cosy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
That's my favourite part. That's April Christmas in England.
So nice. We've got a good show coming up for you today. We've got Stephen popping in shortly.
I hope he's coming.
Yeah, he'll be here soon. And as we've been doing lately, Amy and I will sit and we'll just catch up for the first part of the show. And
I did see you, lately this year.
Been busy. It's been a busy year. You'll see lots of us now that we're living in the same property. So, yeah, should we kick into the song, or did you want to tell us that story you've got?
For my eye story.
The peacock story.
Yeah, that's a peacock one.
Or you can save it if you like, for when Stephen gets here.
I'll tell you where Stephen comes in.
All right, it sounds good. Let's kick into a song.
Look, we have a whole quiz in that.
That's right, we're going to do a quiz. We're going to do a quiz about each other, aren't we? I've got a good quiz lined up, actually, but why don't we just ask each other three questions about ourselves that we feel the other person doesn't know?
I said, I want to hear from you. So I think you married my sister. I need to know all about you.
I think you know quite a bit. But let's see. We'll test the knowledge in about, 10 minutes. All right, this is Have a Heart by Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah.
All right, this is one that Amy picked. We'll talk about it shortly when
it was
we come back.
First word. That's
all right.
Oh, we are speaking CFM, sorry.
Rock and roll. See you soon.
Talk about you and what you need.
Easy FM.
Hi.
What were we talking about, Ames?
About the baby.
That's right, talking about my baby who's due in about 4 weeks from now. So it's a bit of a countdown now, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm only one auntie.
That's right, you're the sole
blood auntie.
Blood related auntie. And we're just talking about after this I'm heading to our birthing plan.
I'm good.
With the obstetrician. So we're going to learn all about, you know, and plan about what happens when
being a parent.
When the after the water breaks. Like, what do we do that day or that night?
Well, I know it's almost there because I watch a bit of TV off it. So,
and what happens?
So, the water break. At least we'll get crying.
She'll be crying.
Yeah, very tired.
Very tired.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Carry on.
And labour, I guess, really hurt. And it's a real scream.
Uh-oh. Well, hopefully she's not listening to this. Because that's probably news she doesn't want to hear right now. Just kidding. I think she knows. I think she knows it's going to be a beautiful experience.
But,
albeit, you know,
if you want me there, I can help you.
Oh, you won't be far away.
No, when the baby comes, do you want me to come?
Yes, please. That'll be great. We can use all the help we can get, I think.
Yeah. You need her real sister there to help.
Perhaps. Well, anyway, cocktail hour. What have we got up next? We've got a song called Waterfalls by TLC.
Yeah.
We won't play it just yet. So, pina colada, that's your favourite drink.
Yeah.
What's in one of those? Cause
it's like pineapple or a coconut.
That would be it. Yeah, see? Tropical. It's one of those.
Yeah.
One of those ones you have sitting on a beach under a palm tree.
Dad has the real one with alcohol in it.
That's right, because you have the what they call the virgin one, so there's no alcohol.
Yeah. Well, but it's really high sugar in that.
I bet.
Yeah.
My favourite cocktail, mainly because it doesn't have a lot of sugar, is a martini.
Mum bowed me before I have it.
She bowls you before you have it?
Yeah.
For your diabetes, so you've got... Yep, that makes sense as well. All right, cool. Well, we're about 10 minutes away from Stephen walking in the room. So we'll cut to a quick break here with the song Waterfalls by TLC. And before we do, we just played a song called Have a Heart by Bonnie Raitt. What do you like about that song, Ames? I know you picked it, and there's a certain word in it that you...
I love the song, and... I'm quite young. I was really young, and I don't know what age I was then, but I was in the car, and that song come on in the car, and I shut up was my first word. And
the word shut up was your first word.
Yeah, that was my very first word.
And the song kicks in with the word shut up. I noticed.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, Waterfalls TLC. What do you like about this one?
I listened to this a long time ago. It's like more autumn music.
Nice. Reminds you of autumn. Or in theme. Let's hit it.
Yeah.
Okay. Speak easy of it. We'll be right back.
yesterday. But too many storms have come and gone, leaving a trace of not one God given ray. Is it because my life is 10 shades of gray? I pray all 10 fade away, seldom praise them for the 7 days. And like this promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I believe to bring my life to an end. Clear blue and unconditional skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no more lonely cries. My only faded hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for two and gain into your own vein? What a shame you shoot and aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me and you.
TLC on Speakeasy FM. Good song, Ames.
Thanks.
All right. Very good. What did you get up to this week?
Well, trying to sell a house.
That's right. The house is on the market.
Yeah.
If anyone would like to buy a house in Stanley Point.
Yeah. Please come over and sell it. I don't want to keep waiting.
Now, tell us about these open homes. What does that mean for you?
Well, it feels happy.
Yep.
But it's a bit annoying because I'm trying to fix my tapestry.
Your tapestry, yep.
Yeah. And they keep coming at different times. So then it's a pick eight time to come in and go home again.
Is that rude, is it?
Yeah.
They just come into your room.
No, it's because they keep looking around.
Oh, I see.
And I know we're trying to sell a house because we're trying to move to Coastville.
That's right. There's an auction at Easter, isn't there?
Yeah. So I'm doing this for my little apartment. So.
And next week, or the week after is Easter.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a bit of an Easter-themed show.
Yeah. Are you doing some Easter eggs when the baby comes?
We will. When baby's old enough to know what all that's about, we will be doing Easter egg hunts and all sorts. You can help. You can organise all this if you want.
Yeah. I say anything, because I think Lizzie will do it.
She will. These are all the things to look forward to. But I can't believe it's Easter nearly already.
Yeah, I know.
It was just summer a minute ago, sort of.
It's getting closer, baby comes.
That's right. That is right.
So, this party.
Party, yes.
Yeah. So, is your baby going to be there?
Yes.
Because I want to carry the baby.
Do you want to explain what this, to our listeners, do you want to explain what this party is?
Yes, please.
Give a bit of context. Do you want to, you go.
It's music.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a christening.
A christening.
And we're going to have everyone, basically, that wants to come.
Okay.
Friends and family that will come hang out with us for the afternoon and we can make it all official.
I'm going to tell you first, I'm going to say, can I invite Michael along?
Michael is your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Of course you can. Absolutely.
He didn't come to the wedding.
Do you want to formally invite him on radio? Go.
Okay, Michael.
Are you listening, Michael? Yeah, he's listening. Sorry, I was making sure he's listening. Go on.
Michael, are you come to this beautiful christening party?
Mm-hmm.
It's my nephew, my first time. Got to help me out.
Yep.
If you want to come for this lovely party, it's going to be dancing, food, you're going to stuff yourself with lots of beers.
Beautiful. So, Uncle Michael, that's your invite. We'll see you there.
So, if you want to come.
Date is to be confirmed.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, then. So, it's a party.
Yeah.
There might be cocktails there. There may not be. Who knows?
So he's going to be godparents.
Sorry, who?
He's going with godparents.
We announce all that at their party, I believe.
Is it me?
We have to wait and see. There'll be a big
drum roll. I'm looking forward to me.
There'll be a big drum roll. All right, we're going to cut to a song. We'll come right on back. This is by Leaving Thomas. I don't think I've heard of this band before.
No, I quite like this. It's this, because it is Friday night music, is drinks in it.
That's right. So it's in the theme. All right. Oh, yeah. Here's to the weekend. Let's hit it.
Margarita town on a hot summer day. You like a throw the dart, hit the map. We're on our way. You like a long stretch of highway, the wind in your hair. You like a take me there, anywhere. I don't care. Oh yeah. Feelings right, let's chase the sun into the night. Oh, I know it might sound crazy. You're my best adventure, baby. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, oh. You're shining brighter than them lights up in New York City. You're the blue jean, barefoot, wandering mystery. You're like the ocean waves crashing, feet in the sand. You're the yes, we can. Take my hand, don't need a plan. Oh, yeah. Into the night. Oh, I know it might sound crazy. You're my best adventure, baby. Best adventure, baby.
Welcome, Stephen. We got Stephen in the room now.
How are you?
I'm good. How was your week?
Very happy.
Oh, that's good. You're wearing a lovely shade of pink today as well, which is my favourite colour, as I just said to you before.
Yes. So, how are you, Amy?
Good. Tired.
What have you been up to this week? Did you do some art?
I did. Yeah, I did the Elephant Tuesday.
Did you go to the art place?
Yeah.
How did it go at the art place?
Good, actually.
Did you see Michael?
No.
Did you not come anymore?
No, it's just me. It's just me and Kelly in a moment.
How did that go? How's Kelly?
Good.
Is she behaving herself?
Yes.
Ooh, I'm going to tell her.
Speakeasy FM, we're talking about our weeks here. So, yeah, Stephen, I was just saying, first of all, welcome, Stephen.
Thank you.
Sorry, I don't say that.
What was your week like?
Very interesting.
And what happened?
Sleeping.
Well, I went to the gym, yeah.
Oh, awesome. What did you do at the gym?
Bit of everything, bit of cardio and stuff, yeah.
Wow, cool. You're looking quite fit. You got a haircut?
You're looking pretty fit too.
Thanks very much. You're wearing a cool, you're my favourite colour of pink there.
And how's Mrs. Buckton?
Mrs. Buckton, Lizzie?
Cute. Yeah.
She's good. Yeah, she's got about...
I'm a bit excited.
We were just talking earlier, Ames and I, about the fact it's 4 weeks away, so it's a bit of a countdown now. Every week we meet, it's going to be like...
Yeah.
Four weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week.
Could you give him my regards?
Absolutely, I can. And you could even do that live on the air if you want.
I'll do it now.
Okay, go.
Hi, Mrs. Barton.
Hi.
Hello, Sue.
Hey, I heard her.
Hi.
No, that's not her. Cool. That was me. Sorry. Well, we're doing a couple of shout-outs here today on the show. The first shout-out comes from Stephen, and it goes to... Well, first of all, Stephen, what song would you like to play for this particular person that you're going to do a shout-out for?
This is for my nana, Pauline.
Pauline. And what song would you like to play for her?
Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, let's hear it, eh?
Have a dance, Nana.
All right, this is for you, Pauline.
Made by your awesome grandson in the whole universe. FM. To You by Sinead O'Connor.
Who was that for?
That was for my nana.
That's for you,
Pauline.
That's for you, Nana Pauline.
No, it's Brit. My last name is Arlene.
Arlene Pauline. Yeah, I think it was something from that era. Well, Pauline's a nice name. I mean, my name's Paul, so I'm biased, but
yeah,
you know,
bit biased. Yeah.
Bit biased.
Yeah, I know.
So
I'm hating. I know.
But we all secretly know that's a great name. Well, that's cool. And how's your Nana?
Good. She's all right.
Yeah.
She loves them.
That's cool. That's nice. And have you spoken to your Nana recently?
Yeah, she calls Mum every Monday night now.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to do a shout-out for her?
Okay.
We'll do one shortly, eh? I think we'll go around the room first.
I know the song she really likes.
Okay, we'll do it. Well, what is that song, quickly? I'll light it up.
Come On, Arlene. That's her favourite song. Okay. It was my auntie's wedding, so we got my nan to dance to that song.
All right, we'll hear that soon. In the meantime, we've got some questions to go around the room. So, Amy, you've got three questions for Stephen and I, don't you?
Yeah.
It's going to provoke some conversation. So you go. Just dive in. Three questions. Let's go.
Okay. Is it half a store and half a security center safe, okay?
Okay.
I was quite young. I was down on a slide.
Yeah.
And there's a big bird or peacock nearly crashed my eye. What place I went to?
All right, so you got attacked by a peacock?
Yeah.
And any clues?
Which country?
It's part in England.
All right, in England, okay. Do we have to know England very well?
You know that, Paul.
I know, it's because it's the same as my middle name, but we'll try and get there together. So what is it? How do we do this? Because I don't actually know where that is.
It's a park.
It's a park in England. Okay. All right, let's narrow it down.
And it's in Stratford upon Avon, but different, closer to Stratford.
Okay. Well, what does the place start with?
W.
Okay. And what is it? What does it rhyme with?
Yes.
Shakespeare.
It rhymes with Shakespeare.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
And I was thinking it's up.
Oh, okay. In fact, it's probably one of the hardest place names rhyme. Well, it's the same as my middle name. If anyone knows my middle name, that I've just given it away, but you probably don't know my middle name.
Why does it say it?
Well, same as my dad's name too. What's a name that's... Actually, yeah, it's a good one. What's a name, Stephen, that starts with W? It's my middle name. Not that you'd know that, but...
William Park.
No.
William Shakespeare Park.
See, that would have been a fitting answer for her clue. that's quite smart. But it's not William.
Okay, what is W?
What's a name? You're getting there, but no.
Wilbur.
Yeah. Wilbur Park. So what's my middle name, in other words? It's the same as this place that, the park that Amy's talking about, being attacked by a peacock. Go for it.
It came down on slide.
Names that start with W. Yeah, go for it. Anything.
Oh, no.
Just spit it out.
No.
I guess something
else
that's W that you can think of,
isn't
it?
Wild West.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's
Walter.
Not Walter. It is very...
Warren.
Oh, you're getting close with the war.
What?
I don't know.
Are we laughing him stitches at the moment?
Oh, yeah. That's my middle name, but you're close in many ways.
What's some W names that you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
Not Warren, but
Boris.
No, that is not even a name. But that could be a name. You've just invented a name, Wallace. No. All right, 5 seconds, Ames. You can tell us.
Warwick Park.
Warwick, yeah.
Warwick.
Believe it or not, that is my middle name.
That actually makes sense now. That's probably one of the only things that would make
sense.
It's in Stratford-upon-Avon.
Stratford-upon-Avon.
That's pretty close, actually.
Yeah, see what I mean? Like Warwick or something, yeah.
I got another one.
Okay, so that's where you got attacked by a peacock. What's your other question?
The question is, how many schools I go to?
How many schools have you gone to in your life? Well, this is one we can kind of work out, but not really, because I have to.
Have a guess.
Three.
All right, Stephen guesses three.
Guess.
All right.
It's going to be higher, I think.
Because you moved around a lot, didn't you? Well, not really. You moved around, though.
One is in New Zealand.
Yeah, one.
One is in London.
Two.
What's the instructor Paul Avon?
That's three.
Yeah.
So Stephen's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done. All right, Stephen got that one. No, I got the first one because I knew it already. And to be honest, that's a really hard one.
It's a question for you.
Yeah.
Oddly what school was he goes to when he was quite young?
Is this the third question?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. What school did she go to? There's no. You have to give us a clue.
Okay. It's in Milford.
It's in Milford. Okay. Yep. Yeah. What other clues? Oh, in New Zealand.
Yeah, it's in New Zealand.
Milford. Do you know any songs in. Songs? Do you know any schools in Milford, Stephen?
No, Milford Primary?
No, getting close.
What school was it? What level of school?
It's
what age?
Like three.
Oh, three? Like that young?
Yeah.
Milford Kindergarten?
Can I just say it?
Yeah.
It's Wilma's Primary School.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's in Milford.
That's a hard one. Okay. Stephen, do you have any questions for us? Do you have any really hard questions for us, Stephen?
No.
Give us a really hard one, say, just to get us back.
Oh,
so.
Shut up, Paul. Oh, good.
Give me a question about anything. Anything in the world. Like, oh, wait, just something like... Something about last weekend, yeah.
Did you hear it or not? Were you too busy laughing?
Whisper.
I did whisper. Three dogs.
What are the names of your three dogs? My three dogs.
Are you asking them a question?
What are the names of my three dogs?
All right, good question. Octavius.
Yes.
I know that one. Amy, what's another name of...
It's Stephen's dog.
Yeah, what's that one?
They all count.
Yeah.
What are the names of the other dogs we have?
Paddy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Paddy.
Octavius.
Octavius.
Who's the other one? Ooh.
It's yours,
aren't
it? Yeah. It's a little bit crazy.
She's a nutter.
What about...
It's a she.
So like my dog, Finley, is it?
It starts with L.
That's quite a long word.
I knew this because you said it before. Lucy? Lila?
I'll take Lucy. It's
Lucilla.
Lucilla.
We call her Lulu, so...
Woohoo.
I said Lulu.
It is a hard name. I would never guess. I wouldn't even remember.
I mean, you got a dog called Finley.
But not Lucilla.
I mean...
Okay,
go.
How many dogs and cats I have?
You have Charlie.
I'm gonna say three. Vinny. Because there's Alfie as well.
No, I've got more.
Oh god.
You have Charlie.
I don't know about cats.
Yes.
Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
And Alfie at home.
Yes, this is. Not
Alfie's mine, but that still counts. Same dwelling. Same.
I've got another one. So I was quite young.
Was this a dog you don't have currently?
Yeah.
You have one called, and you had one called Paddington.
Oh, Paddy.
Paddy.
Yes, it's Paddy.
Paddy, well, okay.
And I've got another one, it's black.
Yeah, our dogs look similar as well.
Vinny.
No, is it Labrador? Is this his dog? Is the movie called A-N-N-I-E?
Annie?
Yeah.
Annie, all right, okay. All right, all good. So Stephen got one right.
I've got cats as well. I forgot to tell you that. Right. I used to have cats.
That's awesome. All right, this song's for your grandma.
Oh yeah. This is I want to tell Bill a story of this.
Okay. All right.
I was at the wedding. It's my auntie's wedding.
Yep.
And my mom and everybody makes my nan dance this music.
Really?
Yeah. Cause they didn't know it's her name in this music. And it's called Come On Eileen. That's her name.
Come On Eileen.
Yeah.
For
no,
Eileen.
For you, Eileen.
Here it is. All right. Speakeasy FM.
world of radio.